So I'm curious what your vision is in terms of the future. Any other new strategies that you're excited about? And what's your prediction or vision for 5 or 10 years from now?
But listen, I am in the field since more than 40 years, and for almost 40 years, we had no other alternative than blood transfusion, chelation, and bone marrow. Now we are running almost five, six different clinical trials. Besides luspatercept, gene therapy, also we are involved, but there are in phase two at least two other molecules which approach the problem in a different way, but the results, the endpoint is anyway to correct ineffective erythropoiesis, and they are mainly based on mini-hepcidin or hepcidin. So hepcidin is the driver of the iron distribution in the body, and it has been shown in animal models that administering hepcidin, you may act on the use of iron at bone marrow level, and that may cause an improvement of ineffective erythropoiesis. These are in a very preliminary phase, but they will be on development in the next, I think, 5 years. Some of them, to my point of view, which is absolutely personal, will be probably effective in combination to other more substantial treatment, not as monotherapy. To me, for the next 5 years, the attention will be focused on luspatercept and gene therapy.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to the faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Novel and Emerging Therapeutic Strategies in the Management of Hematologic Disorder-Related Anemia.